Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Perhaps you want to buy an ATV, UTV, Yamaha golf cart, EasyGo golf cart. Perhaps a motorcycle, scooter, e-bike, snowmobile. You need a new lawnmower? They got those too. Go-kart. Did I say go-kart? I don't know. Welcome to the show. You can also find them along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Kind of like on the outskirts of Rockford, Michigan. In fact, if you continue east on 14 Mile Road, then make a left. Shortly thereafter, you can get into Greenville and buy some cannabis from the Green Medicine Shop. All right. Jeremy trying to take over with the comment. Just want to congratulate EZ for making it onto the latest episode of Who Are These Podcasts? Not once, but twice. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. It is a moment on Who Are These Podcasts. Every week, or twice a week, actually, Carl features the cringe of the week. You know, something that makes you go, oh. And I was featured. This show right here, a moment from this show, was featured on Who Are These Podcasts. I had planned on getting to it a little bit later on in the show, but Jeremy was so excited, he decided he wanted to take over content creation on the podcast today. And he's getting grief for it already. By Linda saying, I hope you're not spoiling a story. Yeah, he is, but it's not too big of a deal because there's a lot to get to concerning that. I was put on blast on Who Are These Podcasts, and I'll feature that. And I was featured later on because I think I wished Carl a happy 600th episode or some shit like that. Like he's making some big deal because he's gotten 600 episodes. Half the time, I barely remember when I'm even close to a milestone. Stand by. Hey. I will say this. Being featured on Cringe of the Week, it would have been good if there were any jokes. I don't know what's going on there. There was some guy named Adam Bush doing the show with Carl and Chris, the producer. And between Carl, Chris, and Adam, there was zero humor concerning my cringe of the week. It might have been the least interesting cringe of the week, and it should have been more interesting because it was fantastic what had happened. But I don't know if these guys just suck at coming up with jokes, but it was horrible. For God's sake, if you're going to bring somebody on the show, I think most of the blame goes on Bush for just sitting there like an asshole with no ability to make jokes whatsoever. For God's sake, the camera's on you. There's people watching from all around the world, and you just sit there with your thumb up your ass. You got an asshole like me doing Cringe of the Week. I was floored by that. If you're going to co-host on Carl's show, I mean, there's a little bit of pressure on you. You have to step up. You can't sit there like a fucking asshole. I should probably get Carl on here after I play the cringe of the week. I wasn't going to talk about it first, but fuckface Jeremy made it so. Let's do that. First of all, before I actually get to that, I do want to mention that the chat is back. I had made it subscriber only because we had some crazy shit happening. Racist Skynet took over the chat yesterday, and it was all sorts of ugliness, so I had to quickly make it subscriber only. Of course, me mentioning that now is probably going to open up the floodgates again, but I don't think there was any people behind it. I just thought it was just some crazy-ass bot racist thing going on. Emailer reached out and said, "Easy, I know you have made it subscriber only, but that's a bummer for me because I really rely on..." That's probably the person who did it, you know? And I said, "Well, hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to put it back so that..." Excuse me. I got a big itch in my ear. Oh, God. So that it's anybody can chat. But if it happens again, I'm going to have to... I'm ready. I'm ready for it this time. All right. So let's get into the cringe of the week from episode 600 on Who Are These Podcasts. Carl is the one in the orange hoodie. Chris is the one smiling, and then that's Adam Bush. Is he a comic? What does he do for a living? I don't know anybody in this whole thing called the Dabbleverse because I don't pay attention to dumb fucks. So this is the moment.
I can get discount tiki torches if I buy them in bulk.
Oh,
ooh,
no. Show off. Now I'm coming around on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, it is time for our...
Cringe of the Week. Cringe of the Week.
This one comes in from Jeremy Koss.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had a feeling. I had a feeling Jeremy was responsible for this.
This is no stranger to our show. I'm actually going to present this as a two-parter. I want you to watch the dog in the background of this famous podcaster. Watch the dog.
Bella! Where the hell have you been, Luca?
Okay, now here's the thing about Carl's channel. He's got, like, ads every 1 minute. So it's a pain in the ass. So we'll skip that one. And now we're back.
Hmm?
Is indicative of he was looking at his phone and noticed that someone stopped talking. But wait.
Do you see what the dog is doing? Looks like it's trying to, or she's trying to, like, dig up a little hole or something in the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's more.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
They then go on and have, like, all this dialogue. Okay, so now Darla just takes a pee. About the Cracker Wars, which is so silly.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to talk about a local event, you have to have something.
Okay, now he just fast forwards through it. I wish he would have just paused it and had another window open. But I don't know. I guess he wanted to make this tedious and boring.
So I had to speed this up because Eric has no idea what's going on. He's just rambling.
Rambling, asshole. That's the worst part of this, saying I'm rambling.
Stop down and have a long discussion about Cracker Wars. Zero jokes.
I'm creating. Stevie suggests that Darla peed on the couch. I'll check.
A viewer lets him know.
She absolutely did just pee on the couch. I am going to go... Thank you, Stevie, for the tip-off. That's ridiculous. I will be right back. And this serves me right. I'll be back. Okay, so now at this point, Carl continues on. I want to say that Darla peeing on that couch is fucking fantastic. What a hell. I think that's awesome. These guys thought it was funny, too.
All right, so what happens here is you watch Eric get up and leave the room, and he's gone for... 6 minutes.
There is no fucking way I was gone for 6 minutes. I went downstairs and got the fucking vacuum or the carpet cleaner.
Then he finally comes back and he's got a vacuum with him. So I sped this up three or four times. We get to watch him in real time here. Clean up this dog pee from the couch.
Obviously, this is taking a little time. If I'm Carl, I don't play all this. I don't know why he's doing this.
This takes forever. I'm flying through this as fast as I can.
Fuck yes. Yeah, I can't let that sit. Shit just sit there. It just shit there. Oh, my God. Okay, so now that's it. Now, pay attention to all of the great jokes from these three idiots.
He goes on to explain how embarrassing it is, and E-Rock was watching, and he's all embarrassed in front of E-Rock. That happened. So that is one of the things that can happen when you're podcasting in a room with your dogs. You can't let them out.
And the show is just, I guess, hanging on by a thread, if that could completely derail everything that's happening. Like, I don't know what he was talking about before that happened, but done. This is going to be dealt with, and you're going to watch me do it.
He's talking about free beer and hot wings and how they stink, which is the show that he used to be on.
That's right.
On the radio, so that's one of the things that that he likes to do.
It'd be funny if the dog did it again right now.
Oh, right? Just like out of spite kind of thing?
After he cleaned it all up, if he got right back up there while he wasn't watching.
All right. I want to give a quick...
God. This is like Inception, because them covering my cringe of the week is my cringe of the week. What? Megan says, aren't we friends with Carl? No, we absolutely are. This is what we do. But I am disappointed in how that went. I mean, if you're going to put something as cringe of the week, goddammit. What the fuck is happening there? Is that just me, or did you notice how shitty that was? Cole says, I was entertained by that. But Chris says, yeah, there needs to be a beat up at least. Megan says, did Carl become asshole of the day? No, of course not. I'm going to get him on right now. Talk about this.
Hi, you've reached 3-3-2-9-2-9-2.
What a crock of shit. Yeah, I need to, we need to address this. But, I mean, if you're going to do cringe of the week, you have to bring something. I mean, I did my part. And gave them the cringe. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, do something. That kind of makes you look bad. Good God. Nick says, I thought about sending this clip into the subreddit Pet Free on Reddit. Amy says, haha, that is so great. Now, I'm actually appreciative anytime I can be featured on another show. And Carl's is a lot of fun, so I'm glad that he did it. His show last week with Top Lobster was cringe of the week. Why does he have his number on his voicemail? He's asshole of the day just for that. And Chris says the same thing. Carl, how's it feel to have your cringe of the week be EZ's cringe of the week? Yeah, that was like coffee talk, the way they kind of like, oh, what? Hanging on by a thread. Tell a joke. Do anything. You're supposed to be there to be able to provide something. That Adam Bush fucker is dry as toast. Jesus. All right. As we were finishing up a Big Fraud Wednesday yesterday, I know I'm all over the board here, but that's Jeremy's fault because he commandeered the order of things that I was going to talk about today. I had it written down that I was going to talk about that, but it was like two or three on the depth chart. But as we were finishing up the Ben and Eric podcast yesterday, Pooh Bear's home, and I've said to her many times, this is fucking fantastic. I have said to her many times that I have a Wolverine, the Marvel character, like sense of smell. And she doesn't believe me. And I was up here doing the show. And she got home from work. And Darla, the one who pissed on the couch, she was downstairs. And she had a, you ever have a dog that has an anal gland issue? It's ridiculous. And it doesn't smell like feces. It doesn't smell like a fart. It's its own smell. It's this crazy, noxious, chemical-like, skunk-like odor. And there was an issue with that downstairs when she let the dog out of the cage, because the dog was in the kennel when she got home from work. So she's downstairs in the laundry room, in the mudroom area, and I'm up here, which is above that. I'm actually above the garage. But if you were to look at the schematic of the house or the diagram of the house, I'm generally above them. While I'm doing the show with Ben, I remember thinking, something smells nice. I smell flowers. I hadn't moved. I was doing the show. When I got down, when I finished the show, I go into the bedroom. She's in bed with the dogs. Now, what I don't know is that she has sprayed this like air freshener in that room that the kennels are in. And I can still, it's getting stronger now, the odor. As I go to the, I'm now downstairs. And I wander over to where she, and I go, okay, well, something's happened here. Now I'm, this is the epicenter of this. So I explain this to her. I go, yeah, and she's like, Jesus Christ, you're superhuman. I go, I know it. You ever see in the Marvel movies when Wolverine smells something? Like out in the woods, he's like, and they just focus on his nose. Then the claws come out. I have all of that minus any type of strength or ability to fight evil, frankly. My God. All right. Chris says, oh, sweet. When they drag their ass on the carpet, dog burnouts. Yeah, those are bad too. We were talking about this yesterday on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If you have animals and you think your home is like you do a good job of keeping the home from being a disaster and smelling horrible all the time and just being generally dirty, and you think you're on top of it, you're not. You're not. Okay, just do your best, and it's no big deal. It's no big deal. I love people who, when I go to their house, I walk in, and it smells like fuck because I know that a dog lives there, and that makes me love them even more. Piano Finger Banger says, reason number 94, why cats are a superior pet. Yeah, I don't know about that. I love cats, too, but I wouldn't say that they are superior. Let's see. I'm going to try this again with Ding Dong. Because I really want to talk to our pal Carl. Come on, Carl.
Hi, you've reached 330.
You've reached 330. Send him a text. Call me dumbass for hilarity. When you get a second. Gene Hackman is dead. Carl's on an airplane. He's going to Texas. This is terrible. Gene's 95, or was 95. He had retired from acting. He's one of my favorites. And he had been married to this lady for like 35 years. And she's dead too. And the dog is dead. So right away, my gut tells me this is a carbon monoxide incident, which that happens from time to time. Now, Gene has dementia. I mean, he's kind of messed up. So I'm wondering if the other day Gene was thirsty and he went to the stove to get a drink of water, you know, and like turned it on and like it's a drinking fountain. And then next thing you know, everybody's dead.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
That is my bold prediction. It was a carbon monoxide leak caused by the oven, because somebody turned it on and left it on. Like in the middle of the night, you go to get a drink of water, and maybe that's what we're dealing with here. I don't know. Maybe not. It might be a stretch. But yeah, this is Gene last year. He lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he didn't look good. He didn't look like Gene Hackman. He went out for coffee, I guess, a year ago. That was like, this is a picture from the last time he was actually outside. Okay, fuckface is texting me again. He says, congrats on cringe of the week. I'll deal with him later. The wife. Okay, this is remarkable. This is Gene Hackman before he really got old. We had talked about this. One of you pointed out that when I was talking about how I look like I'm aging really quickly, like in the last few months, my face has changed dramatically. And it's making me feel bad. And one of you said that the human body has several periods of time where there's a decline in like elasticity of skin and brain power and muscle tone and shit like that. It's just part of the process of dying. All right. So this is Gene not that long ago. And this is Gene a year ago. I mean, that's fucking crazy to me. Fucking A. That film, Hoosiers, he was outstanding in that movie. This is Hackman in The Quick and the Dead. Mississippi Burning, he was in that. He was that was a great film. Nick just commented on that. The wife is Betsy Arakawa. Japanese lady, I think. Asian. Let's see. Nick says he was an ass kicker in Mississippi Burning. And then Amy says, Nick, with laughy emojis. No, that's not funny. It's true. It was great. Patrick says, Zane, didn't you have a carbon monoxide scare once? Well, in my own brain, I did, but it wasn't like real. Chris says the oven, more likely from the furnace. I know. But that wrecks my storyline, though, that Gene Hackman got a drink of water from the oven. Or from the stove. ABC News is all over it. I want to see what they have to say on this story about Gene Hackman's passing.
Hey, good morning, George. And right now, we have to underscore that authorities at this point say there is no foul play suspect, no threat to the public. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says it's still working to determine the exact cause of death for Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and even when they died, that as tributes are pouring in for an actor who specialized in playing a gutsy everyman who always rose to the occasion. This morning, authorities are investigating what led to the sudden death of 95-year-old legendary actor Gene Hackman and his 63-year-old wife, classical pianist Betsy Arakawa. The couple was found dead in their Santa Fe home late Wednesday, along with their dog. And local authorities saying there is no foul play suspected at this time.
I wish they'd show a pic of the dog.
Hackman was one of the titans of American cinema, first making a name for himself in Bonnie and Clyde as...
Look at that scene. That's, who's he sitting there? That, I know that guy. That's Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty, that's the guy that was such an asshole that Carly Simon wrote that song, You're So Vain, about that dick.
Clyde's wily brother, Buck.
We're going to have ourselves a time, boy!
His illustrious career spanning over five decades. It started on the stage and transitioned with his versatile performances in film and TV, which earned him a host of...
I always wonder if they have these already pre-made, like, for the most part. If somebody is, like, 95, is there someone at ABC News says, yeah, I want you to get a Gene Hackman eulogy all edited up so that we can get after it 1 minute after he dies.
Awards, including two Academy Awards. His first win coming for his portrayal of Jimmy Popeye Doyle in 1971's The French Connection.
I don't buy that, Irv.
These old ones like The French Connection. This is the type of movie that everybody's like, oh my God, it was so great. It was so great. And then you watch it now and it's like, this sucks. Edit this fucking thing. This movie could have been 10 minutes long. That's how I feel about The Godfather. Oh my God, what a horrible, horrible movie.
2 decades later, he would take home the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Unforgiven.
That's good.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left.
I told you.
Hackman was good at playing the bad, including Superman's arch nemesis, Lex Luthor, in four films.
You were great in your day, Superman.
All right, in those old Superman movies, which were also some of the worst movies ever made, if you ever want to see something hysterical, search Superman run in train race. There's a scene when he's running, and it's some of the worst special effects you will ever see in any film.
Sharing this on GMA from the set of Superman 4.
Have little kids come up to you on the street and say, you're the evil guy, and it's kind of fun.
I expect and demand your very best.
He was a mainstay in the 1980s and 90s with movies like Crimson Tide and Enemy of the State.
You're either incredibly smart or incredibly stupid.
And he also tapped into his more comedic side.
Hoosiers,
who could forget
man?
Him in The Birdcage? Hackman would captivate a younger generation in The Royal Tenenbaums. But many will
there
remember him
go.
As the coach who always knew how to get the best out of his players, rallying young men in Hoosiers.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
And Keanu Reeves.
That's what I try to tell the members of Fatathon on this show. And it seems like only Jeremy and sometimes Nikki are listening.
In The Replacements.
It's been a privilege.
That looks like a stupid movie, by the way.
Gene Hackman was 95 years old. And Hackman recently told GQ magazine he wanted to be remembered as a decent actor, someone who tried to portray what was given to them in a, quote, honest fashion. And tributes coming in calling him much more than that. Francis Ford Coppola writing, we have lost a true giant of the screen. And in cases like these where there is no sign of forced entry or foul play and where a pet is also deceased, law enforcement experts say one of the causes often investigated is carbon monoxide poisoning.
Okay, so there you go. And that's what I was suspecting before I even watched that. It doesn't take a genius to know that. Chris says, I forgot about Crimson Tide and Enemy of the State, both good movies as well. Linda says, if I was playing the dead or alive game, I would have guessed he was already dead. Tophus had mentioned this earlier, and I was going to talk about it. He says he was 95, for Christ's sake. Let him shit the bed in peace. What are you talking about? Let him shit the bed in peace. Are we taking away his piece? He's a brilliant actor. This is something we have to talk about. There's a lot of people that are paying attention in the world who don't have any idea who the fuck that guy is. And that this is yet another, there's an interesting angle going on here because there was some chick I've never heard of who died yesterday, who I guess played Buffy the Vampire Slayer's sister. I only know that because of the conversation that we had about her. I forget her name. Something Trachtenberger? Bergie? Bergentrack. Trachtenberg. Michelle? I don't know. We talked about it on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast last night. I don't know who the fuck that is. We even talked about how she was in a show called Gossip Girl, and I murdered that. Some of you are suggesting that celebrities die in threes. Jeremy says, I bet it'll be Pete Rose. Pete Rose is dead, goddammit. I don't know how many times we have to go down this road. Rebecca says they come in threes. I know who I'm rooting for. Okay. I don't know what you mean by that. I'm suspecting you're thinking Trump. A chick who died last night that I don't know was also a co-star in Pete and Pete. Yeah, I don't know if I believe the threes thing, but if it happens, boy, everybody's going to be losing their fucking minds. Rebecca says, you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I think you're either talking about Trump or Elon Musk. That's what I think. But those people are not celebrities. Those are, like, Trump is the president. So can we, I guess he has celebrity status. So I guess that kind of qualifies. But he's a politician. He's the leader of America. Tofus says Pete and Pete was a terrific show. Again, this we are on different levels here. I don't know any of what this woman did. I barely know the name. And it's just because it popped up. Michelle Trachtenberg. Lovely, lovely person. 39 years old. And I guess she had a liver transplant not long ago. I wonder what the hell happened to her. Sometimes you have like a congenital disease that kind of ravages an organ. So perhaps it was that. But I tell you what, she doesn't look like she's got a congenital disease here. This is her many, many moons ago in 2009. And looks like $1 million. This is, in my opinion, I talked about this on the Patreon podcast with Ben, the sexiest picture that we have of the deceased Michelle Trachtenberg. She looks to be about 11 here. All right. She was in Gossip Girl. I never heard of that. I mean, I heard of that, but I thought it was something totally different. Again, all part of some hilarious conversations during last night's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Tofus says, yeah, she did not have a drinking or a drug problem. So something weird just happened. There is a reference to a comment made yesterday as Tofus turned into a sinister creep when we had a ABC News anchor on here talking about whatever, and he said, yeah, nice cans, which was horrible. And he gave Kenny all sorts of shit about that because Kenny said that some chick had a nice smile. By the way, all I had to do yesterday was mention Kenny, and I got some comments about it, and I will not discuss it. It's between him and I. And it is no longer discussable at this point. There is nothing to discuss. That's all I can say about that. Tofa says, I'm not going to apologize for appreciating tits. Well, I know, but it's the hypocriticalness. It isn't so much the apology that anybody would bust you about. It's the fact that you were so harsh on him, and yet what you'd said is, you ask any woman, about if you were to put the two scenarios side by side, yours is 1,000,000% worse, you disgusting asshole. Anyway, last night we did Who Are These Free Beers? And Megan says, I agree with you, Easy. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Who Are These Free Beers? Ben and I really kind of dug down and unpacked the moment that Free Beer so freely discussed on his radio show. The moment when he picked up a couple of the kids, his kid and Coleman's son, from the bus stop to drive them 500 feet to their house because it was chilly. And he did not like the fact that they didn't like saying anything to him. Well, he asked, how was school? And they said, boring or something like that, or fun, or, you know, typical seventh grader answer after a long day of school. And it took him about 1 second because he was frustrated that they weren't, like, talking to him, I guess, to say, get out of the car and walk home. Jeremy describes it as he didn't like that teenagers acted like teenagers. He then proceeded to talk a little bit more about it. And after this aggressive showing of his to teenage boys, he then decided to take it to the radio and continue this discussion, where it appears that the other members of the show were either silent or willing to describe something from their own memory banks about what they did as kids or what they may do to handle their own kids in the case of Hot Wings when those same exact things happen, which led to, it had to lead, maybe not, to a realization, if you're the Burn King, that all young kids act like young kids. And, maybe not be such an asshole to them, and then you won't have the realization that, or think out loud, that they don't like you. We parked on that and got a lot of feedback and really kind of drilled down on it. It was spectacular. I can't say that it was, like, funny, but I think the people that watched it and listened to it were pretty kind of like pissed at it, because it just, I felt bad for the kids, you know? Yeah, I grew up with brothers and then raising daughters. There's got to be moments like that. And, if I had been there, I would have probably been in the same boat of, like, Jesus Christ, he thinks that this is a good, that this is actually making him look good. But it did nothing like that. It made him look terrible. And then I think he tried to, like, walk it back, because after significant time telling all this horrible scenario, he's then like, oh, yeah, but I love him. I love him very much. Yeah, I love him. I hope they talk to me while I'm working. I just love them. It was bad. It was really bad. Chris says it was really uncomfortable. Aram says, I wonder if he has taught them how to play Stratomatic. That's good. Good callback. Chris says, tough talking kids and bragging on air about it. And I even talked about how, you know, I used to talk about my kids, but if I'm going to talk about my kids, I don't want to be like real. It's got to be like bitching about them, demanding I teach them how to ride a bike or something silly or whatever. Jim opening up grandma's urn and getting the ashes all over the fireplace mantle. You know, those moments where it can be silly, but the realness of what he did seemed fucking mean as shit. Rebecca says, I was listening to Who Are These Freebirds while I was walking my dog Hank around the neighborhood. The number of times I said, what the fuck, out loud. Tophus says, he sounds like he has nothing but contempt for the people in his life. Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.